I was going to use this for my closing part, but that's fine. I'll just I'll use it now. We have two board members leaving, Danny and Laverne, and that's 16 years of experience between those two gentlemen that are gone. Now, if I'm not reelected, there goes another 16 years. So now you're losing 32 years of experience off your board. That leaves two board members, and I don't care who they would be sitting in that seat, I'm not picking on the ones we have. That leaves 4 years of experience between the two people left on our school board. You know, it takes 2 to 3 years to understand what the school board's about. And when it comes to the finance side of the school board, it takes far more than 3 years. It takes 4 years plus. School finance is very, very difficult to understand. There's so many different categories. Why can't you use, for example, why can't you just take money out of our silo tax money and put it in the general fund so we can hire more teachers? If you want your name in the paper, and if you want Rob and Gary Bankston both gone, that's a good way to do it, because that'll happen. That happened in a town in southeast Iowa where they took money from their silo to bail out their general fund to pay their teachers, and that school is gone. So I wanted to save that for later, but the experience, and these are all great people. I'm not knocking anybody. Please don't misunderstand me, but that's 32 years of experience gone, and that means a lot in the school world.
I would say probably two things set me apart from everybody up here. One, I think it's very, very positive, is my experience. Is my experience being a parent in a district, in other districts, seeing how they operate, being an educator in a district, seeing how the board operates, how the superintendent operates. Not always great, seeing some poor experiences, drawing from those, seeing some things the other districts I've been fortunate enough to work in, and pulling some of those things in, as well as the colleagues I've worked with. I have a lot of contacts outside of the Carroll area that are great people to rely, to bounce ideas off of, to throw, questions at, and just to see how some different scenarios might play out that if I was on the board, might come up. The other thing, what was I going to say? It might come back to me. I might jump back in when everybody else is done. But I would say the number one thing is my experience, and it's a different kind of experience than Kim, but it's that experience within those other districts.
I like to think that while I don't have a decade plus of experience on a school board, I have a fresh perspective I can offer. And to be able to look at the school board and the school district without having the lenses of being on the board, and so I can be able to maybe offer different ideas someone may not have thought about. And the other thing, I really feel like I'm a really strong communicator and be able to listen to people's input, especially parents and even teachers and students as well. And so I feel like being able to bring ideas that are coming directly from the school district's constituents, the teachers, the parents, everybody else, would allow me to be an effective board member.
I think one thing that sets me apart from the rest of the candidates here would be my legal background. I think that would offer a lot to the school board and to the school district. My experience on other boards has taught me that even though we may not be an expert in the area that we're serving on, we rely on those that are employed by us to give us the advice. So Gary Bankston, Rob Cordes would help guide us with the finance decisions for the school and rely on them for their expertise.
I have a couple things I'd like to say. As a sexual assault advocate, I have one of the jobs of being an advocate is listening to someone who's been in their saddest and most deep problems of their life. And most of the time when somebody comes to a school board, it's not to come and tell you, oh, you did awesome. It's usually because they have a problem. And I've been there, done that with my job, and I can listen to them, I can sympathize with them, and I can try to understand and bring that back to the table, to the board table, to bring that to say we have a problem. And part of that also is I am comfortable talking with the professionals. I work through that every day. I work with, as I said earlier, I work with the professionals in the different entities. The last part I wanted to add to that is I was born in a Carroll. I was raised in Carroll. I lived in Carroll all my life. I raised my family here. I have an older son who graduated in 2007, went all 13 years in his school. I went all 13 years in the Carroll Community School District, and now my son is in the following our first steps, is also going to be in the Carroll Community School District all of his life and plans to graduate from Carroll High School. So I've had the history of Carroll High. I've been in this town, so I have the foundation already to start with. I may not know the financial person, but a portion of it. However, I do know financial scenarios, and like Gina said, we have great people who work at the school board that can bring the information to us to help us make those decisions.